Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a fascinating question as it relates to the beginning of Shavuot. When should we be davening Maariv? Going into Shavuos, when should we be saying Kiddush? Oftentimes, it seems the minhag olam is that people really wait. We'll daven Mincha, obviously, before Shkia, but then we wait. We have a long speech or a long break until Maariv. We wait until nighttime, and the question is, is that required, or can we treat Shavuos like many places they bring Shabbos in early? Do you have to really wait so long, or how about davening Maariv right after Shkia and then sitting down and saying Kiddush? So what's going on here, and why are people strict about this? So we're going to actually go through the Yalkut Yosef on this. It's the book written by Rav Avadah Yosef's son, and they're bringing especially the Piskei Halacha of his father, so it's by Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the son of Rav Avadya Yosef, and he says as follows: there are those who are of the opinion, Yeshormim, that when it comes to Lel Shavuos, that you should not say Kiddush. We're focused now on the Kiddush, not on the Maariv right now. You shouldn't say Kiddush until it's Vaday Laila, until it's definitively nighttime, and he defines that as approximately, this is going to be in Yerushalayim, approximately 20 minutes after Shkia, Shkia's sunset. So there is that opinion that you have to wait, and he's talking about the Kiddush. Kiddush shouldn't be before 20 minutes after Shkia. She'im yekadish mi be'odyom, because if you say Kiddush earlier than that, this is the rationale to be strict on this, is that you are going to not have 49 full days in the Sfiras HaOmer. The Pasuk tells us you have to count Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tiena, there have to be 7 full weeks, 49 full days, and if you are saying Kiddush early when sitting down to dinner of Shavuos, you're really not at the beginning of the 50th day, you're at the end of the 49th day, and accordingly, it's not 7 full weeks. So that is the rationale of those who are strict on this halacha. They wait until it is nighttime, and there are those who would wait more than 20 minutes after Shkia until it is Vaday night, until it's certainly nighttime, but Rav Avadya Yosef said that's 20 minutes after Shkia. So that is the primary view, that's the primary custom in Klal Yisrael. However, Yesh Cholkim, there is a dissenting view. There are a number of poskim that disagree, and they say you don't have to worry about this. It's not they're saying that you should say Kiddush earlier, but you don't have to be concerned about this. You don't have to wait until it's certainly nighttime in order to say the Kiddush of Shavuos. And he does say, V'shechein Pashat HaMinag. There is indeed a minag among people, maybe more Sephardim than Ashkenazim, because the Ashkenazi practice that I've seen is to be waiting until nighttime. But he does bring that there are those who are noeg to say Kiddush, even though it is earlier than Vaday nighttime. Certainly, it's after Shkia, they'll do it right after Shkia. Accordingly, because we have these two views, one saying strict, you have to be strict, and so in case you say Kiddush until certainly nighttime, and there's a lenient view that say you can say it before nighttime, lechatchila, the proper thing to do is to wait until after, according to Rav Avadya, it's 20 minutes after Shkia, and certainly, and certainly in the places that we can, that we're able to be concerned of the stricter opinion and wait until night, that is the proper thing to do. So far we've said that there's an opinion that says we should be machmir and wait until night. There's an opinion that says we can be lenient on this, and lechatchila, we should be strict when that's doable. Nonetheless, he continues, Mikol Makom B'Shas HaTzorach, when there is a need, you can be lenient and say Kiddush earlier than certainly nighttime. It should be after Shkia, but it would be permitted when there is a need. And he explains, what does that mean, a need? He says, in particular, in Europe, that the Shkia sunset is so late at night in the summer months, and people are hungry. People are at home, the kids, the wife are waiting at home until the husband gets back from shul, and they're starting unbelievably late, and that's not pleasant. We want to have simcha siyantav, that's not a simcha, sitting there and being hungry, very hungry, waiting until very late at night to start Kiddush. And also, the other impact it has is that there's the Seder Alim, when people learn at night. If you are starting so late, it's going to be a very truncated, very short learning of the night, and accordingly, that would be letzorech. That would be a time that could be, that you can be lenient. You don't have to wait until it is Vaday night in order to say Kiddush. But he does say, he does say, and apparently he would say that even before Shkia, you could say Kiddush. It shouldn't be a problem, because if we're not going to be concerned about Sheba Shabbosos Tamimos Tiana, that they're going to be Tamim, that we're going to be having full 49 full days, if we don't have to be concerned, then you can even start before Shkia. Shouldn't be a problem. Now, he does say, if it's possible, you should wait to say Kiddush until the beginning of Shkia. That would be the ideal. But it means that you can daven Marav and everything before Shkia, like those who start Shabbos early. Simply, the Kiddush itself should be after Shkia, after sunset. And also, point number two is, ideally, they should eat a kezayis of bread after Tzeisa Kochavim, after nighttime. That's his definition, at least in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim would be 20 minutes after Shkia. So two things he's saying. Ideally, even if you're going to start early, and there's a basis to start early, certainly a halachic basis, and certainly when there's a need, he's saying, you can start early, even before Shkia. But when it comes to Kiddush, ideally Kiddush should be after Shkia. And also, you should eat a kezayis of bread after nighttime. So effectively, you're having your seuda, a halachic seuda, a kezayis of bread, when it's already nighttime. Have a wonderful day.